Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the path to self-leadership mastery and life success. Redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. I call this dual innovation leadership. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and effectively. Discover something new from our meaningful conversation today. Hi, I'm Nancy. Welcome to episode 386. What am I made for? Incubate and birth big and little ideas. I'm beyond excited to share some thrilling news. My manuscript is officially complete. Yay! My book, What Am I Made For? Incubate and Birth Big and Little Ideas, is set to hit the shelves in February 2026, and I can't wait to take you on this journey with me. So what's next? A whirlwind of editing, content, refinement, and marketing lies ahead. However, before we delve into the pre-sale campaign and its details, I would like to share the inspiration behind this book and what you can expect. The seeds of this book were sown in the rich soil of my dad's entrepreneurial spirit. My dad, a true visionary, has a knack for finding creative solutions to everyday mechanical problems on our busy dairy farm, which is now he's retired from. If you know me, you know our relationship has had its ups and downs, but his entrepreneurial spirit has always captivated me. Growing up, I watched him dream up countless ideas, each illuminating a path to problem solving. One memorable moment was when he casually mentioned wanting to build a cabin in a secluded spot. He envisioned a private retreat for hunting and fishing at a nearby lake. But little did I know that this dream would take decades to come to fruition. Despite my doubts, the idea clung to him through the years. Finally, at the age of 80, he made it happen, purchasing a DIY or do-it-yourself kit to construct the very cabin he had envisioned so long ago. We celebrated his 90th birthday in April. Timing of ideas. Timing is everything, and the release of my book couldn't be more timely. We are living in transformative times, faced with challenges that are reshaping our very existence. From urgent health crises and escalating loneliness to the vital fight for gender equality, climate change, and the pervasive influence of surveillance and artificial intelligence, our world is in flux. Add in nutritional scarcity, poverty, and the testing of our democratic foundations, and the complexity of our lives multiplies. It's clear these are extraordinary times. That's where What Am I Made For? Incubate and Birth Big and Little Ideas enters the scene, inviting you to explore a fresh perspective on purpose. What if our calling is to nurture both grand and small ideas? The journey of discovery can propel our personal growth and offer solutions to the pressing challenges we face today. Imagine a world where each of us embraces this calling, uncovering and cultivating our unique talents at every stage of life. What could our paths look like? What incredible changes could take root in our communities? Now more than ever, we must harness our creativity, amplify our voices, and take bold action. The complexities of today's landscape call for more than just innovation. We must transform ideas into thriving businesses, movements, or organizations that drive real change. Within the pages of my book, you'll encounter thought-provoking questions, fresh insights, and the empowering notion of self-leadership. Your ideas hold incredible potential. Some may blossom into personal growth projects or cherished hobbies. In contrast, others could evolve into something even larger, a family legacy, a groundbreaking business, or a new movement that strengthens our democracy. The world is hungry for your unique contributions, and my book will serve as your trusted guide as you bring your visions to life. Let's embark on this exciting part of the journey together. Isn't it time to discover the depth of what you're made for? Remember, we aren't meant to consume more than we create. We are creative spiritual beings designed to make meaning and evolve our world through our actions and insights. It's time to step off the sidelines and engage more deeply in our lives. Knowing yourself is the first step toward transforming your ideas into reality, and that's what my book is all about. I'm continuing to learn more about myself, and I hope you do the same. Discover the various ways that you can support me in launching this big book. I say big book because I guess it was a bigger project than I had anticipated. Wow. Anyways, perhaps you'll grab a copy or two or five or whatever for yourself and friends. So I want you to click on the content in my pre-sale campaign link, and there'll be more details there of how you can support me in this process and get involved. I really need your help at this stage of the game. All right. So thanks for tuning in. Challenge yourself with these three activities. One is take this risk or do this adventurous task, which is click the pre-sale link, campaign link at wementor.com in this podcast episode and follow the instructions there. Two, apply self-compassion. You know, take a moment to pause and tune into your feelings today and every day. When stress creeps in, please don't ignore it. Instead, acknowledge it and name it. Use that stress as a compass to guide your next move. Recently, I found myself feeling anxious as I prepared for this podcast episode. I decided to share my anticipatory anxiety with a friend and realized I hadn't laid out a plan. So I took a step back, sat down, and methodically jotted down my next steps. It was amazing how my anxiety transformed into a tool for action, pushing me to complete the podcast. Here you have it. So once I embraced my feelings and let them serve their purpose, that weight of anxiety totally lifted from me. So remember, your feelings can be powerful motivators. Recognize them and let them guide you. And number three, I'm going to welcome some appreciation. I appreciate you. Thank you in advance for participating in my book launch. I would also like to give a big shout out to my husband, Matthew Foley, and my daughter, Olivia, who are my rocks and my big backers. And thank you so much. Without you, this book wouldn't be possible. I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to incubate this big idea for several decades. I'm grateful for the team of skilled and wise editors, marketers, and manuscript press publishers helping me achieve my dream to birth What Am I Made For? Incubate and birth big and little ideas. Your dreams are worth pursuing. Go after them. Now, get to work. All right. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye. You want to expand your leadership skills and become more resilient and competent as a business owner? Do you want to bring more meaning to your relationships and more purpose to your business? Are you ready to take charge of how you innovate, create, and run your business? Our dual innovation leadership process will help you redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. We collaborate with you to do what will work for you as you evolve and change. We start with where you are, whether you are turning around a financial crisis, growing to the next level, or somewhere in between. We address your immediate needs, shore up business development gaps, expand relational literacy, and build upon your entrepreneurial leadership skill sets with a short-term results orientation and a long-term perspective. Start by subscribing to this podcast at wementor.com or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you are ready to hire a mentor, contact me at nancy@wementor.com. When we mentor, you create better life and a more fulfilling future. As an entrepreneurial leader / innovator, as a competent business owner / practitioner, as a mentor / role model, and as a human being courageously living a meaningful life. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Get involved today. It's never too late to change your life and how you lead.